I'm so happy to have you here today.
Hi.
Okay, so TNS students and alum, you are in for a big treat watching this video. Lauren Roxborough is, aside from being a California ray of sunshine, she is, I'm so lucky, and I, again, another expert that I am so grateful to be able to call a very dear friend of mine. She is a fascia alignment and movement specialist, and Goop has named her the Body Whisperer. And yes. She's an international best-selling author and just an all-around amazing chick. I love you. We love you. You're incredible and cannot wait to learn from you today. So I'm going to dive right into it. So Lauren, tell us a little bit about your background, first of all, because not everybody sits in their car doing, but everybody, you see, Lauren is in her car right now doing this interview with me for you. That's how awesome she is. But she has a rebounder in the back, if you can see.
That's
and so
right.
not everybody drives around with a rebounder. So tell us, how did you end up driving around with a rebounder in your car?
Well, it's a long story, but basically when I was 16, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. So I became very passionate about finding out what the causes were of cancer. And so I would go with her to her treatments at Stanford, actually. And I'd ask the doctors, you know, where does cancer come from? I don't understand it. And they really didn't have answers. So basically from that day on, I decided to go on my own journey and really investigate the mind, body, spirit, and emotional health, essentially, for human beings. So I was an athlete myself. I played water polo and I was an All-American swimmer, and I went to UC Santa Barbara and I studied nutrition and exercise physiology and was always very passionate about physical activity. And then I graduated from college, became a personal trainer and traveled the world a bit and decided that I wanted to, you know, keep learning in this field, and basically spent my whole 20s in school. I went to become a classically certified Pilates instructor. I studied Thai yoga massage. I studied Reiki, pre and postnatal yoga. And then I discovered something called structural integration, which is basically, a lot of you guys will know what Rolfing is. So it's a system that was designed and created by a woman named Ida Rolf. And Ida Rolf she was around in the 1960s, and she technically discovered fascia. And what's exciting about her, which I think is so interesting, a woman at that time period, and she was actually a rocket scientist. So she was studying how the human body related to gravity.
I mean, and that's unbelievable. That's so cool.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's incredible. And in that study, she found fascia. And, you know, it's taken quite a while for the medical community to catch up to her discovery. But again, that was in the 1960s. And she actually was very received by the people in Echelon, which is a big healing, you know, healing thing up in Big Sur. And so her schooling and her studies, and she developed this thing called The Recipe, which is a 10 series of bodywork sessions. Each session is designed to essentially focus on a specific area of the body. And within those sessions, they're addressing the fascia and the way the body is aligned in gravity and where you're holding stress and tension and fear. And what she discovered is that in the body work, a lot of people were having these emotional and mental breakthroughs and literally breaking through old behavioral patterns and changing their entire stance in their body and in their lives.
That's so incredible.
Yeah. I'm very fortunate to be ahead, I guess. When I got trained in this system of bodywork, I'd had all the other, you know, like background and everything. So I was excited to just, this was the big thing that just put it all together for me. And I've been very fortunate to be kind of in front of it all. I mean, I took a risk to go to the school. It's a 2-year training. And when I went to the school, my family was like, "You're crazy. You've done all these schools. Like, why do you need to do another school?" And I'm like,
right.
"No, trust me." And at the time, there was only 3,000 people in the world that were actually certified in the technique. So
wow.
I think there's only still probably 4 or 5. So it's very, you know, it's an amazing industry to be in. The technology and the science that's coming out now, especially in Germany, is incredible. We're learning so much more about the fascial system and human health and stress. And
it's so incredible. I mean, when we've had any of these conversations about it, we always talk about this, how it's so, you know, obviously I have never studied fascia. I mean, I've read on it here and there, but it's not like I've ever studied it. And
right.
So many of the things you talk about with it, it really ties in and ties together like all so many things I talk about with the nutritious life, you know, how the stress and the sleep and food and all goes together.
Absolutely.
And it's just, but it's so interesting how like it is that on such a deeper, you know, scientific level of what our body's really doing. I mean, it's really it's so interesting. It's really, that's why I think when, you know, you started educating me a little bit more on it, it was so incredibly fascinating to me, which is why I'm so excited again to have you here telling everybody about it. So, okay. So now that we've talked about it a little bit, can you give us the hardcore, you know, what is the deal with fascia for any, because I think many of our, you know, because our students are, and our alum are in the health and wellness world. So unlike people out there that may have no idea what it is, many of the people watching this video right now probably have some idea what it is. But for those who don't know the depths of it and the, and really why they should know about it, can you just start from the absolute basics and then dive a little bit deeper for us?
I would love to. Well, first of all, I want to say your pillars, each of them that you're doing, whether it's, you know, sleep or eating, all of that is nourishing your fascia in a good way or a bad way too, because it's just another part of the body as well. It's being considered the sensory organ. It's where we feel everything and it's communicating to the brain. So it's an incredibly important part of the body that we can nourish with collagen, with, you know, omega-3s, you know, all of that stuff. So it's so perfect for you guys to all be learning about fascia, connective tissue, and how interconnected it is to, you know, human health and just feeling your best and looking your best too, and actually delaying the aging as well.
Yeah, who wants to do that? We all want to age real fast. That's, you know.
Exactly. But basically, so fascia, like I said, was discovered by Ida Rolf and was very received in the healing modality worlds. You know, I mean, in massage, they've been talking about it for a while, and in, you know, physical therapy and all of that. But the problem was that in medical schools, what they would do is in, you know, cadaver studies, they would basically just peel back the fascia and just disregard it and literally throw it away. And it wasn't until 2007 that the medical community finally, because there was something called the Fascial Congress that was established, and it was bringing body workers, physical therapists, doctors that were innovative and, you know, thinking ahead together into this Congress that was, I believe it was in New York. It was just before I discovered fascia myself. So otherwise I would have been there, but that was the year that changed everything. And that's why we have so much more ability now to actually like know about the science and the research and know how real this is. And we have now science on how addressing your fascia and even foam rolling increases range of motion, flexibility, connectivity to your body and to your mind as well. So basically what fascia is essentially is, I know a lot of people like can't quite conceptualize it. So the one I like to use is,
I love this one. I know what you're going to say. I love it. I was waiting for it.
It's the white part on the chicken. The funny thing is I don't even eat chicken. I'm actually allergic to it. But my husband's always like, oh, that's the perfect way to explain it. Because then people that don't feel it all the time or, you know, study it will get, oh yeah, of course I know what that is. So it's the white stuff. But the amazing thing about the white stuff is it basically wraps around the entire body like a full body wetsuit from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. And it's essentially in a healthy state should be like saran wrap and be able to be pliable and stretchy and hydrated. But when it gets toxic or stressed or compressed, the tissue becomes, you know, dried up and brittle like that sponge, really hard. And then we're basically what we're doing when we're addressing the fascia through body work, through breathing, through yin yoga, even regular yoga and obviously foam rolling, what we're doing is we're bringing in circulation and hydration. We're bringing in that juice back into the sponge and we're making the tissue more pliable. And the exciting thing about that is it actually helps to wake up the muscles underneath the tissue. So you actually feel and look more toned and more connected, and you're going to be moving in a more efficient, you know, biomechanical way, which is, you know, really a big issue in fitness right now. People are very stressed. They're holding a lot of tension. They're actually sometimes when they work out becoming more stressed, and then they're staying in these old behavioral patterns, physical, emotional, mental, whatever it is. And those things are creating imbalances in the body and making people, you know, hold on to tension, hold on to fear, and not able to expand and like be their best selves, which is why I always talk about how when you release physically, then you can actually connect to what you truly want in your life and how you want your life to look and be.
That's fascinating. I mean, I think the sort of the spiritual side there is really fascinating because I mean, I just think that's interesting when the hardcore science, however it connects to that side, is really incredibly fascinating. And I think you do such a great job connecting the science with the spiritual side of
Thank
things.
you.
Yeah,
I know
a
it's
really great job. It's really fascinating.
I work with a lot of orthopedic surgeons, so and I've kind of put it out there that I wanted that because I really want to be grounded in science and have credibility in that way and not be not that I don't believe in the woo-woo world, but not be, put in the woo-woo world and then kind of the doctors like just disregard the
Right.
information. I want this information to be able to go to everyone so people can either if they have to do it logically in their mind or if they're like, oh wow, I can see how connect the dots like we can. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I'm sure everyone in your school would be able to connect the dots, but they love to have some science behind it as well and that research. And we're in a really
Exactly.
good place right now for that. So
And the other thing that's just interesting, what you just said also, was how when your fascia is healthier, you're actually going to look more toned.
yes,
I didn't
isn't that
realize
a
that. That's really interesting.
Well, because it's also when you take away the thickness and the density, you're smoothing it out. It's actually becoming thinner, right? So the parts of the body that are becoming thinner, then the muscles are going to come and fluff to the tissue more, and then you look and feel and you are more firm. And
Right.
obviously, it looks better, but it's also creating better function in the body as well, which is pretty cool.
Right. It's
So.
fascinating. So fascinating. So it's like when people say they go on vacation, they've gained a couple pounds and they feel like they've been eating unhealthy and they feel whatever. It's not just the weight. And it's like, I feel like I have an extra layer on me. It's really like
Totally.
that's like that feeling. That I mean, I can't tell you how many clients, and I felt that myself, I've said that when I've been off my game. I'm like, I feel like
Of
this
course,
whole
we all
layer,
have.
and you feel that, and that's like interesting.
You
It really
really
is. You
do.
really do have an extra layer on you. So interesting,
Yeah.
so fascinating. So what do you think are the biggest, I mean, you touched on some of this, but how would you describe, or what would you say are the most important, biggest benefits of keeping your fascia healthy, and how do we do it?
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, like I said earlier, this is to me, if there's one thing besides like food to delay the aging process is getting to know your fascial system and, nourishing it. Because to me, when you address your fascia, you're essentially wringing out accumulated stress, old things that get stuck in the body, whether it's like you're holding like, emotional baggage or just, tightness from an injury or pain. All of those things age us prematurely. So I think that's a number one thing. And also, I would say, oh gosh, there's so many benefits. Like, literally, you can like do face massage on your fascia on your forehead and reduce the frown lines. You can do like jaw fascial releases, and then like all of a sudden your head feels more creative. Like all throughout the entire body, there's just these areas where we hold stress. So when you can
Right.
learn how to release the stress and kind of wring it out of your tissue, the other great benefit is, and I know I've talked to you about this before, Carrie, but it helps flush your lymphatic system. And
Right.
that's, as we know, such an important part, especially with nutrition and everything. Let's say you're going to do a cleanse or you're going to, drink your lemon water or whatever, any kind of teas or whatever. It's like, well, then you should be wringing it out physically too. And you can do it with the roller, you can do it with body work, you can jump on the rebounder. All of those ways, like I'm completely obsessed with the lymphatic system. I think it is the most under-researched system in the body and the most under-celebrated system in the body. I mean, besides the fascia system,
We need to have a
I'm
National
excited.
Lymphatic System Day.
I
Is there one? You're gonna take charge of
Honestly.
that. No.
I'm like, I think it's so interesting that people do all these cleanses and these detoxes, but they're not, detoxing their lymph system. Like there's,
Right,
it's
right.
really interesting.
So you mentioned the rebounder though, but what's the way for the average person to go? I mean, and I have your foam roller, which by the way, everybody, Lauren will tell us at the end about her where to reach her and everything, but she's got this incredible foam roller. And I use it, and I try to use it even if it's just 5 minutes at the end of the day
5 minutes
before I go to
is
bed when I drink
perfect.
my chamomile tea. I try to use it as every day in some way. But aside from the foam, so is it the foam roller? Is it the rebounder? What's the best way for the average person to add in some nurturing of their lymphatic system and their fascia?
Well, okay, dry brushing. I know that people have talked about that a lot before. Dry
Yeah.
brushing, it eliminates that that layer of skin on top, so it helps your skin breathe better, but it also helps actually move the lymph. And, you know, you just basically, I use gloves. Some people use brushes. I like to put, you know, one on each hand, the sisal, you know, like the natural wool. And I just, you know, you go up towards your lymph, towards your heart. And then, you know, you do your whole body. Literally, it takes a few minutes. I like to do that first and then go bounce on the rebounder and then roll out or dry brush.
Ooh, I like that. The three. The
yeah.
Three,
like the a three. Little circuit. And I know it sounds like a lot, but actually I have it set up in my backyard and I literally, it's the first thing I do in the morning after I meditate.
So
and then
dry
I take
brush
a shower.
Every day? You dry brush every day?
It sounds crazy, but I swear to God, I feel a difference even when I only do it like once in a week. It's a great thing to bring with you on vacation if you're going to be in your bikini a lot because it gets rid of the dead skin and then you can put all the great lotions and oils on. Your skin is glowing. So those are the three things that basically cost, you know, barely anything. Like rebounding, yeah, you have to invest in a rebounder. But for me, I'm like, it's something I do every day. I want to have the best one on the market and I want to be able to use it. And my kid uses it. Like my husband uses it. I mean, we get a lot of use out of our rebounders. So.
You sell the rebounders also, right?
Yeah, I have the rebounders on my website as well.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. Okay, awesome. Yeah, it's very, very cool. But I like your system there. I think I have to incorporate that whole system.
You guys would love it. Everyone that's watching this, it's the perfect thing too. When you're changing the way you eat, you're changing the way you move, the way you breathe, the way you deal with stress, like use these easy, effective, simple tools and this will enhance everything that you guys are already doing too.
Yeah, so because I do. I'm good about using the roller every day, but I have to...
Yay.
I like the whole system, so you're inspiring me.
I know,
that.
Right? I know. I actually need to write an article on that, like the three together.
Yes. You can
the
write that.
For
NutritiousLife.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so you educated us so beautifully today on the fascia. The fascia.
Thanks, Terry.
Give us some tips on how, as health professionals, we can spread the word and give some great tips to our clients to help them start incorporating fascia into their wellness?
I think exactly what you just said, shed the light on what it is and how it impacts the entire, you know, mind, body, spiritual part of our being. And also just giving them, you know, saying there's really easy ways to address this. You can use the foam roller, you can bounce on the rebounder, you can dry brush. You know, you can go to a body worker and have body work done, or you can have the 10 series done, but just, you know, deepening their awareness of their body and wanting, if they want to explore that and how it can affect, you know, all levels of their being essentially. So yeah, easy, simple, effective tools.
Great. Love it. Okay. And finally, first of all, thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Thank you so much
for doing it this and giving us your time. I feel so honored that you gave us your time and we're all grateful and appreciative. But where can people learn more? Where can they find out more about you, learn what you've got going on? Where can they follow you?
Thank you. Well, my website is my name, laurenroxborough.com. And
you spell that for everyone because it is a little confusing.
I know. It's LAUREN and the last name is ROXBURGH. It looks like Berg, but it's Burgh. Like it's Edinburgh, it's Scottish. So laurenroxborough.com. You can follow me on Instagram, which is where I do most of my posting at @LowRoxborough. And same spelling. And then also I just had a course launch on Mind Body Green, which is amazing. It could be an incredible tool for you guys and your clients as well. If they want to learn how to use the roller, and it's really about reducing pain, reducing stress, and really getting the most out of your body. So the video course is amazing because it's great for any athlete, a yogi, any sport. You can add it on to anything that you're doing, spinning, running, anything. So it just helps you enhance your body, again, addressing the fascial system, flushing the lymphatic system, getting those toxins out. So
amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much again. And thank you again also for contributing to NutritiousLife.com. So everybody check out Lauren's articles on NutritiousLife.com as well.
And more coming.
Yes, more coming. More to come from Lauren. We love you. Thank you so much. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.